父亲节快乐。
Happy Father's Day.
This will be our last study in Jonah.
今天是我们最后一堂来讲关约拿的经文。
So before we begin, let's pray.
都让我们同心。
Gracious Father, thank you for this opportunity to study your word. And we ask God that you would help us. Help me and help us, Lord, to be ready and willing to apply your words to our hearts and to our minds and to our lives. Guide our thoughts today and guide our week this week as we take your words and put it into practice. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 我春节曾经住在中国首都北京城2年。
My family had spent 2 years before at the capital of China, Beijing.
这城市经常被厚厚的云雾笼罩。
In this particular city, it's always covered by heavy fog or cloud.
在云雾之下。
Under those kind of foggy day,
即使不是太远的建筑物
，even those buildings are not quite far away, but we can see it.
我们也难以看见。
It's pretty hard for us to be seen.
有些时候，云雾是因为有隔壁。沙漠吹过来的风沙所造成。
Those fog may be caused by the dust storm from far away Gobi Desert.
有些时候，云雾是因为坏天气造成。
In some day, the fog may be caused by some bad weather.
有些时候。云雾是因为环境污染造成。
And sometimes those foggy days are caused by pollution.
最严重的情况是有以上三个因素一同出现。
The worst scenario is those three factors get together.
不论是哪一个原因。
No matter which reason,
我们的实现及事业能力都被阻挡了。
No matter what is the reason, and turns out our vision and our way to see the thing are blocked.
若是一连多日都如此。
Sometimes if such kind of foggy day follows for several days,
这种天气实在叫人困扰。
It makes us very depressed.
有些时候，我们也会容许很多误导了的关怀。就到了我们想之前看的事业。
类似的情况就是，有些时候我们也允许神我们能够看到神的视野。Oh, sorry, I translating.
I thought you were trying to straighten me out, but that's all right.
Okay. Also, in some scenario, it quite allows that our vision being blocked by some kind of a foggy condition.
Joe 容许三方面悟到了的关怀。
Just like Prophet Jonah, he also allows three different areas being blocked his vision based on those misguided passion.
阻挡了他向着神的事业.
So as a result, he can't see God and also his purpose.
使他在看不见什么，在视神 原本所看重的事.
And turns out he can't see the most important thing that God wants him to be seen.
原来其实与我们都是一样.
Zhongle and us are more or less the same situation.
对个洋人和事都有情意.
We have the same kind of passion to think that we have encountered.
他有强烈的感受.
Zhongle has a very strong passion, compassion to the things.
甘愿把他的感受付诸行动.
He like to take his action, follow his thought.
所以他完全原本给他人生知识的相反方向.
So that's why we in the book of Jonah we saw that Jonah followed the opposite way that God wants him to go.
他宁愿被抛进熊熊的大海深处.
He preferred to be tossed into the most deep part of the sea.
也不愿意 坏 guy,
and even though like that, he didn't willing to be a repent.
终属愿那最后悔改.
Even though at the end, Jonah repent his sin.
但他对自己的期望及仍然保持一点点的希望.
He still have a little bit hope on his own insist.
当约拿服从神的命令,
when he tried to follow the instruction given by God,
向尼尼微城做出宣告之后，约拿马上变得 十分愤怒.
After he proclaimed God's message to Nineveh, and he turns to be very angry right away.
并向神求死.
He asked for death, executed by God.
휴. That's hard work. No, don't clap. Now I'm going to speak in English, and he's going to speak in Mandarin.
Now I feel more comfortable.
Likewise. Jonah had these three things that were clouding his ability to see God's character and what was important to God.
约拿他有三方面的事情阻隔他不能够清楚来看到神要他看重的事情.
First one is nationalistic pride, clouds our ability to appreciate God's full character.
第一样的阻隔他的就是他那种完全爱国的主义，把他那种极端的这个态度阻隔神原本要他看到神的属性的事情.
In Yuena, 四章, 第一, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Or 这时约拿大大不悦，且先发怒，就到，且先发怒. He was very angry because of this idea that he knew who God was.
约拿觉得很不高兴，因为他很清楚知道神是怎么样的.
And he begins to lay out for us who God is in verses 2 and 3. He says, 就祷告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不将所说的在，所以我即使逃亡，怕失处。 Because Jonah knew God's character, that God was a compassionate, long-suffering, merciful, and a God who was willing to relent from his, he fled to Tarshish.
就是因为这里，我们看到越来他很清楚知道耶和华他的属性。打个比方说，这里说神是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛的喜爱，所以他就在这里很不高兴。
Why would God's compassion, God's grace, God being slow to anger, and God's loving kindness, and God's willingness to relent concerning disaster, why would these things drive Jonah to run to Tarshish away from Nineveh?
是什么原因当神有这样的属性的时候，更驱使到约拿他要逃往他是的地方呢？
Because Jonah's view of Nineveh and the Ninevites was one that he viewed them with utter, he despised them.
主要的原因就是约拿他根本上对约拿尼尼微城的人有一种很不满意的一种看法。
And he knew that God would relent.
约拿知道神会后悔。
This bothered him so badly, he was willing to run in the other direction.
也是因为这个原因，是更驱使他逃跑。
So at the base of Jonah's actions and attitudes is one of, I believe, nationalistic pride.
所以透过这一段圣经，我们清楚知道，约拿他不喜欢来跟从神，就是因为他个人的爱国主义这种态度所驱使的。
He cared more about his country and his people than he did about God's glory being magnified.
他更关心的是自己本国国家的人的感受，比他关心神的属性对众人的喜欢，担心其爱更为重要。Now,
this is the World Cup, right?
现在我们知道是世界杯的比赛。And
so, you know, nationalistic pride, you see flags flying everywhere, and so I brought my American flag because I'm a proud American.
我们在比赛的里面看到很多人都不断把他们国家的旗帜高扬，所以我也在美国买了一旗是美国的国旗，我把它盖在我身上面。
My guess is some of you here would rather be cheering for Hong Kong, right? 香港. Let's go. Let's stand up. Who's for Hong Kong?
我相信也有一些弟兄姐妹，他们是从香港来的，也支持香港的足球队。
But I know Peng Ling and Wei Dong, they're cheering for China.
但是我同样明白，可能我们当中从中国来的卫东、彭林，他也对中国队有不断的支持。
Let's see what. Oh, I almost forgot.
哦，差一点忘记了。
We live in Canada, though, right?
我们现在住在加拿大。
Get in trouble. So we see the flag, so we understand nationalistic pride.
所以我们当看到他们高举他们的国家的旗帜的时候，就看到他们对本身国家的支持。I
see a lot of these.
我也看到很多有关巴西的国旗飘扬。I don't
see many of these.
They all out, okay.
And I'm afraid to fly mine.
我很担心把美国国旗扬起来。
I want my car to get keyed.
因为我担心别人把我的车挂的。People
are proud of their country.
每一个人对自己的国家都有一种很爱护的态度。
Proud of their ancestry.
对他们的本身的始祖有一种的爱护。Proud
of their ethnic background.
我们对我们自己的本身文化有一种高尚的赞颂。
And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
本来是好的。
However,
但是,
when we allow our country to take precedence over God's glory.
但是当我们把我们国爱国的情谊放于高过神的标准的时候，
We cloud what's really important to God.
我们就不能够看清楚神的看重的事。
Jonah was passionate about being a Hebrew.
约拿对自己本身是希伯来人的那种优越感是很看重的。
So much so that it kept him from caring about another ethnic group.
到一个程度是使得他对其他的民族有一种不爱的这种态度。
And if we allow our heritage, our country that we're from, our ethnic background to keep us from caring and compassionately loving others who are different than us.
如果我们允许我们爱某用民族某一种传统的态度，胜过爱其他的国家的人，好像神爱这些人的态度的话。
Then we've missed what God wants to accomplish.
我们就会错过神原本永远我们来到完成他的事工这个目标。
Because at the center of God's desire for the Ninevites to repent is His glory.
神希望尼尼微城的人同样认罪悔改。也是同时彰显神的荣耀的实现。
Because God wanted His character of grace and compassion and being slow to anger and being abundant in loving kindness and one who relents concerning disaster. He wanted those things to rise to the surface and so that everyone would remember that God is this.
神只希望透过约拿的侍奉，就是能够把他神本来的有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛的慈爱，后悔不降祸在人的身上，这等等的神的属性，能够放在最高的位置，让其他人也能够看到、明白到神的属性怎么样。
You know, I've joked about the World Cup.
Sorry?
I've joked, 开玩笑。
我跟很多人开玩笑有关世界杯这个比赛。
But this is serious, right? In the sense that we sometimes allow these events to supersede, to become more important than communicating God's love and mercy.
有些时候我看到我们允许这些比赛里面这种爱国情谊优越的感觉比我们对神这种慈悲的感属性更看重。
So if Brazil beats the US in the days ahead, which they probably won't play, but if it were to happen, you know, what is my attitude? What is my attitude going to be toward the US? Or toward Brazil.
打个比方说，如果有一天我们看到美国对巴西这个两个球队之间，最后美国给巴西的打胜，我们对巴西的感觉要怎么样
？Or since Canada beat the U.S. in hockey, you know,
同样的情况就是当加拿大队在奥运会里面把美国队。打垮
What's
going to
be my attitude toward Canada?
Pastor Craig, 他的对加拿大队有什么感觉呢
？Now let's make it a little more serious.
让我们再更严肃一点看。
When countries war against each other,
当两个国家打仗的时候
，then how do we view? I know for myself, I know people in America who have a not so good view of China.
我知道很多人对在美国里面对中国没有太大的好感。
Why is that? But because their mindset is they're taking our jobs.
因为很多美国人觉得中国人把他们本身原本的工作 夺取，
That's wrong.
但是这是错的。
The view that they say, and so their attitude is very closed-minded.
很多人的思想都是非常狭窄的。
And it's not that their attitude is like Jonah's.
他们的态度跟约拿先知都是一样的。
And so nationalistic pride takes precedence over God's mission.
他们的爱国的优越感，能够把神的命令、神的目标也胜过。
I had a man tell me once, about his attitude toward Japan.
我曾经有一个朋友跟我，一个男的跟我谈到有关他对日本人的态度。
Because of the war, World War II.
这是因为世界大战第二次的时候他的经验。
He was a leader in our church.
他本来是我教会里面的领袖。
And he really didn't care if Japanese came to Christ.
他根本上对日本人来到善信主的事情完全不关心。
That's wrong.
这是错的。
And so we need to be careful that we don't take on this nationalistic identity like Jonah that says, you know what, they hurt me, therefore I will never care for them. And we overlook God's mercy, God's compassion, and God's loving kindness.
我们不能够好像越来一样，就是说以前这些人怎么样来伤害我们的国家，所以今天我不容许他能够看到神的慈爱等等的属性。
Jonah was passionate, wasn't he?
越来是不是充满慈爱呢？
So much so that in verse 3, he basically said, Yehuwah, 现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。Go ahead.
Just like verse 3 here, and now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
He cared more about his life, or he thought his death was more important than letting God's forgiveness being extended to others.
约拿把自己的死亡看得比尼尼微城的人得到救恩更重。
The best way I can put that in English is Jonah's mind was twisted.
我可以讲说他的思想已经非常混乱。
He was willing to receive God's grace.
他同时希望得到神的恩典。
But in no way was he willing to extend God's grace.
但他也不容许神的恩典旷至其他人的身上。
That's not right.
这是不对的。
So his nationalistic pride clouded his passion for his nation, clouded his ability to see what it was important to God, and that God's character being glorified was important.
所以从前段圣经里面，我们已经看到他那种爱国的优越感，使到他不能够清楚看到神那种慈爱怎么样能够彰显出来。
And God asked him in verse 4, "Do you have a reason? Do you have good reason to be angry?"
在这里，神就问他，你是不是有一个合理的理由来到这样发怒呢？
And Jonah seemed to think that he did.
在第五节里面，我们看到约拿好像表现是啊，我很合理。
Verses 5 to 8, I think we see, I believe we see Jonah's second reason why his vision of God is clouded, and that is his selfish grace.
从第五节到第八节里面，我们看到另外一个原因，使到约拿看不到神那种属性的，就是他一种自私的态度。
Let's read verses 5 to 8. 于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的檐下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华先安排一颗蓖麻，使其发生高过约拿，因而遮盖他的头，叫他脱离苦楚约拿，因这颗蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，先却安排一瓢虫子，要这蓖麻一直枯槁。 人偷出来的时候，先安排，让热冻房，热透铺晒越南的透，使他发昏，他就为自己求是说：“我死了比活着还好。”
Verse 5, then Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, "It's better for me to die than to live."
So, in verse 5, Jonah went away east of the city to see if God would bend to his tantrum and punish Nineveh.
我们从第五节里面，我们看到他出了城垣，然后在城的东边盖了一个棚，然后在哪里发脾气。
In essence, Jonah was trying to manipulate God.
约拿他试图来到把神来换弄在自己的股掌之中。
Let's, for example, let's say, not for example, we know that Toronto has some bad people, right?
我们知道多伦多有一些坏人。
I mean, we're part of that, but there's some really, really bad people, worse than us.
当然我们也是坏人，我们是罪人，但是有些真是很坏的人。
And so God has promised he's going to destroy Toronto.
比方说，如果神说他决定把多伦多里面的人毁灭。
And we finally decide, okay, we'll be that prophet like Jonah, and we'll walk through Toronto and preach this city this message that God had of damnation on Toronto.
此前我们的神要我们来承担这个使命，把这个宣告的工作说神为审判这个城的事情告诉所有多伦多人的话。
But to our surprise, Toronto repents.
但是在这个时候，多伦多里面的人全都是认罪悔改。
The mayor of Toronto comes out and basically tells everyone sackcloth and ashes and repent and even have your animals do it, and it's just a revival takes place.
然后我们发现多伦多的市长他带领所有人来到认罪悔改，披麻等等的事情来到鼓励，有很多这样的认罪悔改的聚会举行的话。
We're upset because Toronto repents.
是不是我们也感觉非常不高兴？
So we go east of the city, and let's just pretend for a moment. We're going to go up into the CN Tower.
如果我们就在这个时候往东边走，打个比方说，我们到多伦多的最高的这个CN塔上面。
Okay, you've been in the CN Tower. You can see over all of Toronto, right?
在哪里我们可以看到整个多伦多。
And we sit there, and we wait.
我们坐在哪里，然后等候。
Okay, God.
然后跟神说，神。
God's already said he's not going to destroy the city, but Jonah says, and we're saying, no, we want to see this to happen. Come on, God, hurry up.
约拿可能走在上面，就是说，神啊，你说我毁灭这个城了，就在这个时候动工吧。
Do you see the audacity and the pride within Jonah that basically trying to manipulate God into doing what he wants?
我们在这里就看到他那种疯狂、那种嚣张的态度，他真的来到不喜欢神所做的，就是拯救这个城吗？
Now, CN Tower probably isn't the best location because if God destroys the city, CN Tower is going to go down. So let's go north, up on one of these where you can kind of see over most of Toronto, and we're waiting for this lightning bolt to just flash down.
CN Tower 可能并不是最好的地方，因为如果神毁灭这个城市的话，我们也掉下来。最好往北面看到这个情况的。While
we're there, you know, it's getting a little hot.
但是在哪里我们觉得很热。
And Jonah builds a little shack or a little building where he can sit under it and stay out of the sun.
然后我们看到约拿他在哪里盖一个棚，在哪里坐在这个阴处来到等候。
But then God also creates this plant. God appoints, it says, Anpai. He begins this plant to grow, and it grows up overnight, and it gives Jonah even more shade and more comfort.
但是在这个时候，神也要他另外的一个计划对中拿的，就是约拿的，就是他把约拿的身边出了一棵大的蓖麻树。
And Jonah, it says, is very happy.
所以在这个享受之下，约拿他觉得很高兴。
We see this shift of being willing to take his life, Lord, take my life, I want to commit suicide, to being very happy because he's got this shape.
我们在这里可以看到，他刚刚说完神啊，你把我的命拿走吧，然后现在又觉得很高兴，因为在这个蓖麻树之下享受，很高兴。
And then God uses this object lesson of this plant, and now he appoints or anpai a worm.
后来神又把这个蓖麻拿走，用什么方法？就是来到用一条虫来到处理。
And then he appoints anpai an east wind.
然后用东风，在这个很热的东风。
And the plant is destroyed, and now Jonah is really, the heat is penetrating, it's hot, kind of like yesterday, and like today is going to be, and he was sitting there waiting for God to act.
当蓖麻树被拿走，然后日头又在好像今天那么的日的情况之下，他又在求死。And
again, he becomes very angry.
他又再次很愤怒。To
the point where he wants, Lord, take my life.
他又再向神说，神啊，把我的命拿走吧。It
might be safe to say that Jonah maybe is a little bit emotionally unstable.
我们可以看到，约拿他的心理状态是非常不平静的。
As he's waiting upon God, and God takes this plant and causes the east wind, God is trying to illustrate to Jonah that I'm in control.
但是约拿也在这个过程里面没有看见到原来神对他特别的安排，是告诉他说我才是来过掌权的。You
would think Jonah would have understood this by now, right?
我们看到约拿在这里完全误会神的意思。
In chapter 1, God appoints a storm.
在第一章的里面，我们看到神怎么样利用风雨。
And then he, later on, as Jonah's in the sea, he appoints a fish, a great fish.
后来神又在约拿在海里面的时候，指派一条大鱼来的。
And then God causes the fish to throw vomit Jonah up on dry land.
然后神也用他的主权来到命令鱼把约拿吐在干地上。
And here in chapter 4, he appoints the plant, the worm, and the east wind.
在这里我们再次看到神对约拿却差派了一棵蓖麻树，一条虫跟
At the base of it all, God had appointed Jonah.
我们看到神是一级的来委派约拿
to accomplish God's divine plan.
来完成神啊神性的计划.
But Jonah resisted.
但约拿他拒绝.
And then finally he does it, but then he's not happy with God's work.
纵然最后他做了神的意思，但是他也觉得很不高兴.
为什么? Why? Why is God? Why is Jonah not happy?
为什么约拿是那么多的不喜欢神所做的事情？It
says nationalistic pride for one.
刚才我们看到他爱过的情谊，高过他对神的恩慈的看待。But
I think also there's this element of what I have called selfish grace.
在这里我们看到他有一种自私的恩典的版本支持他。
Jonah wanted God's grace for himself and for his country.
约拿只希望神的恩典是给他自己跟他自己本国人。
And yet, he was not willing to extend that same grace to the Ninevites.
但是他并不愿意神的恩典传到严肃到尼尼微城的人。
So selfish grace clouds our ability to accept God's divine plan.
一种自私的恩典的态度，也把他蒙蔽在不能够明白神的慈爱。How
many of us want to we appreciate and we're thankful for God's grace personally?
在我们当中，我们有多少我们是感恩神所给我们所有东西呢？
Yet when someone offends us,
当有一些东西来到使到我们觉得不满意的时候，
we're not as willing to extend that same grace to others.
我们就不能够把到神同样的恩典延续下去。
For example,
打个比方说，
how many of you have ever been cut off while you're driving?
我们在开车的时候有没有给其他人来切线呢？
You're driving along and someone cuts in front of you and you know, you have to jerk or.
是，当我们开车的时候，突然有一个人在我们跟前切线，我们马上要躲避的时候，你的感觉是怎么样？
What's in your heart
你的，
at that point?
你当时的心是怎么样想的？
I see some smiles, so I understand.
我看到你
Same
们
thing
的，
is in my heart. Oh!
我看到你们的笑容，也告诉我，跟我一样，就是哪个情况，我就觉得很不高兴。
Yeah, 很不高兴。We're not happy, right? And so, Jonah wants God's grace, like we like God's grace, but then when someone hurts us, we're not thinking that person needs Jesus.
有些时候，我们是看到，如果我们得到救恩的是其他人来向看我的时候，我们就觉得这个救恩他不配给他。
We need to be thinking, no matter what the situation, that we wrestle in the flesh, no question, but God's grace is not only available to us, but it needs to be available to others, and we need to demonstrate that.
不错，我们绕去上面。是，的确是有一些挣扎，但是我们也不能够说，我们不能够把这个恩典全给其他人。
want to tell you a brief story, and I got a good book.
我要跟大家分享一个有趣的故事，就是这一本书的有关的。
I just read this book in the last couple weeks.
我刚刚在过去几个星期里面读这本书，
And it's called the Son of Hamas.
这是哈马斯的儿子。
And it's written by Masab Hassan Youssef.
You heard the
Yeah,
writer,
Masab
okay?
Hassan Youssef. And this is about a young man
这本书是讲到有关一个年轻人，
whose father was a founder of the Hamas terrorist group in Gaza.
他的父亲是在巴勒斯坦地的哈马斯组织的发起人。
Say, I can't help you. Fascinating story about a young man whose dad was a founder of this terrorist group, but in his journey, he hated Israel. He grew up hating the Jews.
我们可以看到这个年轻人，他的父亲他是怎么样来到切勒这个恐怖组织哈马斯，但是同时他们也怎么样的表现对犹太人的
It's really
不喜欢。
the opposite story of Jonah.
这个刚刚就是我们约拿书的说故事的相反。
In the course of basically working for Hamas himself, this terrorist group,
他本来也是在这个哈马斯的组织里面来
he
的
becomes a
工
prisoner
作。
by the Israeli Defense Ministry.
他给以色列的保护的军队把他关上去。
He was asked to become a secret agent to work for the Israelis.
后来他又变成就是以色列的怎么说间谍，情报间谍。
In the process, is a long process, but he meets some Christians in Israel.
但在这种种的过程里面，他后来遇见一些基督徒。
And he begins to read the Bible.
他开始自己读圣经。
And he begins to read about Jesus.
他开始读到有关耶稣基督的事情。
And he's seeing the contradictions between the Quran, which he was reading and studying, and his father believed in Allah, and Jesus being a God of forgiveness and grace.
他开始明白到，在困难，不是困难，《可兰经》的里面很多地方跟圣经所讲到的东西是完全的相反的。
And it doesn't tell you exactly when he comes to know Jesus, but there's this process of this man just continuing to read and being enamored with Jesus.
虽然在过程里面没有人直接跟他介绍耶稣基督，但是他从圣经的说话里面，自己可以读到有关耶稣基督的事情。
And eventually he basically makes the break and says, The God of the Bible is not the God of the Quran. And Jesus in the Bible is God, and he accepts that and becomes a Christian.
最后他得到一个突破，就是他发现圣经里面所讲到的神跟他在可兰经里面所认识的神是完全不一样的。真经的神既可以在圣经里面他可以看到。And
he begins to make this shift in his thinking. He changes, he repents and changes his thinking.
我们可以在这个过程里面看到他怎么样改变他的思想。He
loves his people, the Palestinians.
他依然爱他的国家里面的巴勒斯坦人。
But now God has given him this love for the Israelis as well.
但同时他现在也开启同样爱以色列的国民。
And he realizes the only way for there to be peace between the two
他最盼望的是他们两个能够和平起来。
is for both of them to find Jesus.
希望他们同时也找到耶稣基督。
There will be no other peace, he says, until their hearts are changed by Jesus Christ.
他说没有真正的和平，除非他们双方也认识耶稣基督。
Think about Jonah.
我们再细想耶拿。
And then think about your own life.
我们也。
Think about your own life.
然后我们也反省我们自己的生命。
Jonah, was his life really changed?
约拿的生命真的有改变吗？
Is your life really changed? Because when your life is changed by Jesus, you cannot help but loving your enemies.
当我们的生命真是有改变的时候，我们能够爱我们的仇敌。
Because when you realize the grace that has been poured out, the kindness, the long suffering, the God who is slow to anger, that has been extended that kindness to you and your sinfulness.
所以我们当认识到神是有恩典，他的慈爱已经延迟的，他的愤怒延迟，我们也看到神同样爱我们。
You want that same grace and compassion to be extended to your enemies, to your neighbors.
我们也希望我们同样的身边的这些纵言是敌人的话，神的慈爱也到他们身上。To
others, nationalistic pride clouds our ability to appreciate and to see what God, what is important to God, and that God's glory be magnified.
所以我们先前已经看到爱国的这种的感觉。 阻挡了一些人，他们不能够看到神那种慈爱，那种延续他的这种慈爱到别人的身上面的重要的重点。Selfish
grace clouds our ability to really understand God's grace.
一种自私的一种恩典的观点，也阻止了我们看到神他原本这个恩典的严肃性。And
to appreciate God's sovereign plan.
也不能够真正了解到影响到神这种救恩的美好计划。When
Jesus, when God's word says that Christ came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣曾经说过，他来到这个世界是来到寻找拯救罪人。Jesus
said that it is not the sick, or it is not the righteous who need a physician, but the sick.
耶稣也同样说到，并不是那些有公义的人需要医生，是那些有病的人需要医生。And
we're all sick, right?
我们本来就是有属灵上面的病。So
we don't have anything that we didn't do anything to gain God's favor or merit.
我们不能够透过做什么才能够得到神这种恩典。The
last thing that clouds our ability to see God's priorities. And that is misplaced priorities.
有些时候我们最后一点我要看的就是，有些时候我们对神的先后次序有种错误的了解。And
God said to Jonah, "Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd?" And he said, "I do well to be angry, even unto death." Then said the Lord, "Thou hast had pity on the gourd for which thou hast not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons, or 120,000 persons, and cannot discern their right hand and their left hand, and also many cattle?"
上帝对耶和华说：“你因着 火蓖麻发怒何服你吗？他说我发怒与之一起都何服你？耶和华说的蓖麻不许你栽种的，也不许你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且碍事，何况且你以为大成，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并多许多牲畜，我岂能不碍事呢？
So misplaced priorities. Here Jonah gets angry about a plant.
约拿在这里有错误的先后次序，就是他不能够明白神所需要做的重要事情是什么。
I think Jonah may have been excuse me. Sorry. I think Jonah may have been the first environmentalist.
我猜约拿本来就是一个第一位环保分子。
Environmentalism is good, right? To protect the earth, to be good stewards of what God has given us.
原本是应该好的环境保护，是我们怎么样好好管理神给我们的一切创造。
But here Jonah gets angry about a plant, but is not sad or upset about 120,000 persons that would be annihilated.
但是我们从这里，我们看到约拿所看重的，比我蓖麻树，比他对12万多的人的关心还不及。
Don't you think that's a little bit misplaced or disproportionate?
我们在这里，我们看到他对神的先后关注的事情的错误摆放。
The book of Jonah is revealing to us a man who really has his priorities misplaced.
我们透过约拿书，我们已经看到一个人，他对先后重要事情的安排的错误的时候所出的问题。
Whose heart did not match up with God's heart.
他的心跟神的心不能够配合起来。
God and Jonah are not on the same page.
神跟约拿根本上是不能够有同步。
Jonah placed more priority upon his own well-being and a plan than he was willing to place on 120,000 persons.
约拿比较他自己的爱物跟这棵树，跟其他12多万的人，他比看重先前的两样。
It says 120,000 persons that cannot discern their right hand from their left, possibly children. Some commentators suggest children, and some suggest that they were just morally inept. They're not able to discern what was morally right.
这里有些释经家说，这12多万的人可能是小孩子，也可能是指到有一些人，他们根本上不知道怎么样分辨对错。
At any rate, 120,000 is a lot of people.
但无论怎么样，12万多人都是很多的人。
And it's interesting that God even says, and also many cattle.
还有这里也同时说到有很多的牲畜。
Does God care?
神关心吗？
God cares about people. He cares about creatures. He cares about the earth. But Jonah had it kind of mixed up. Jonah only cared about himself.
我们看到神关心不单是这些人，神也关心当中的创造，所有当中所有的动物，但是约拿只关心是自己。
Do we care about our own personal comforts?
我们是不是很多时候只关心我们自身的感受的舒服的事情呢？
Than we do about the lost world around us.
但是我们却不关心现在这个失落的时代呢？
We're quick to point out the hypocrisy of others.
我们现在这种就是一种虚伪的态度。
But are we willing to look in our own hearts and see the hypocrisy of our own hearts?
我们只看到别人的虚伪的时候，我们要站出来检查一下我们心里面的想
法。Where maybe we care more about a win in a sporting event than we do about our neighbors.
可能我们只关心比赛、球赛的胜负，但是不关心我们邻居的生命的去向。
Or maybe we care more about winning a political argument than we do about the person we're arguing with.
我们可能只关心竞技上面的争斗，但是我们没有关心我们跟其他人的彼此的不和。
And we get angry and we get passionate about certain things, but we don't get passionate about what God is passionate about.
有些时候，我们只关心我们所看重的事情，所以我们才发怒。但是我们没有，因为我们关心神那种喜爱，来到愤怒。
For instance, let me give you an example. A week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
对，在两三个星期之前，
You know I like baseball.
你们知道我很喜欢
打棒球。
打棒球。
And Josiah likes baseball. And the other night there was a we were watching a game of the Detroit Tigers against the Cleveland Indians.
我在跟我的儿子很喜欢看棒球比赛比赛，所以有一天我们一起看到美国两个球队，一个是 Tiger 老虎队，另外的一个是
Cleveland Indians.
印度人队。
Detroit versus Cleveland. And the Detroit pitcher, many of you may have heard this in the news, was pitching a great game.
我们知道在这个比赛里面，底特律这个投球手是达到一个非常好的比赛。
He gave up no hits, no walks, and it was what you call a perfect game.
他不容许其他人打一球，也不容许任何一个人响垒，他可以说是有完美的一个比赛。
This doesn't happen very often.
这个不是常常有的。
And so I called my whole family in.
所以我跟我所有家人一起来看，
I said, you guys got to see this. This is
我
exciting.
说算要来看了，这个是很重要、很有意义的、意思的一天。
And the first out in the ninth inning, the last inning, the player makes a great catch, one out. Then there was two outs. And so we had one more out, and it was going to be a perfect game.
我看到最后一局的时候，当他投一球、两球，最后一球的时候，如果都没有人能够打到的时候，这个就是完美的一天的晚上的比赛。
But the next pitch, the hitter hit it, and it was a little difficult play. The throw to first, and it was obviously he was out. But the umpire said, safe.
但是很可怕的是，在最后的一球的时候，当他一投的时候，棒球的人一打，然后响垒，但是很明显他应该出局的，但是裁判说没问题，安全响垒。
I was watching the game.
我当时坐在这里看这个比赛，
I was on the edge of my seat watching the game.
我一直
And when
在
the
看。
umpire went safe, I went, no
然后我在这个原本是我坐下来的，当这个裁判说安全响垒的时候，我马上跳下去。
He was obviously out.
他应该是出局的，为什么允许他是安全响垒呢？
My heart toward that umpire was not good.
我心里面说所有说话对这个裁判都是不好的事。
And so I had to wrestle
我就
the
开始
next
挣扎了。
day with a bad attitude.
我就为我所做过不好的表现来到开始挣扎。
And you know what was really amazing is watching the Detroit pitcher, who I don't think is a Christian.
我觉得很感恩，就是能够看到这个纵言不是基督徒的投球手。
When the pitcher saw what happened, he got the ball and he just smiled. He's like, he smiled.
但是我看到这个投球手，他就是在哪里站着笑。
And I was brought up short because my misplaced priorities put more emphasis on a perfect game that
我
doesn't really matter.
也是因为这个原因，我看到自己的短处，就是我看重比赛的完美，比我关心我自己灵命的事情。
Then on the man, soul. Jim Joyce was his name, Fataminza Jim Joyce. And he felt bad later.
后来这个人金州他也觉得很不好意思。
The point is we all get passionate about certain things. What is your passion? What do you really get excited about or angry about?
有些时候，我们对恩典的事情跟我们对愤怒的事情，有些时候也弄不清楚。
Be careful that you don't allow that passion, whether it be anger or excitement, to cloud your ability to see and emphasize God's glory and what's important to God.
有些时候，我们这种错误的怜悯的心，就把我们应该看到神的真正的怜悯、神的看重的事情、神的属性都蒙蔽过来。
For Jonah, it was nationalistic pride, selfish grace, and his misplaced priorities, his own comfort.
我们从这里看到三方面，约拿他哪一种错误的恩典，自私的恩典的看法。然后错误的继续都使得他看不到神的作为。
The bottom line is our passions, our what we value, should mirror what God values.
我们真的需要我们表现出我们对事物的恩慈的感觉是跟神的是一样的。
We should value or we should be passionate about God's glory.
我们应该关心的是神的荣耀的事情。
God's character.
神的属性的事情。
His character of truth.
神对真理的看法。
He wanted Nineveh to repent. He is a God of truth and holiness.
他希望尼尼微城的认罪悔改，这个就是神的属性。
God's grace.
神的恩典。
He wanted to extend His grace to those who will repent. And that ought to be our passion.
神的恩典是有严肃性的，所以这个也是我们应该有的。
So no matter what we do,
所以我们应该做什么事情
？The point of emphasis should be to magnify and to let God's character be known.
所以我们一生的使命就是应该把荣耀透过我们的生命，把神的属性荣耀起来，表现起来。
Secondly, we see His sovereign plan, God.Appointed, he appointed, he appointed, he, the storm, the fish, the plant, the worm, God's sovereign plan should be important to us.
另外的事情就是我们必须要经常看重神的主权，他在所有的事情里面的主权，打比方说就是在里面他怎么样指派委派大雨风雨。蓖麻树等等的事情都是神的主权。
Which means we need to submit to God's sovereign plan.
我们应该臣服在神的主权之下。
And then God is also passionate about His creation.
同时，神也原来对他的创造有充满怜悯的心。
His creatures.
他的创造所有动物。
God cares about people.
神关心所创造的人
，and wants to see them come to repentance.
他希望他们都能够悔改。
And so He's called us in whatever avenue God has placed you, whether it be work or whether it be through a hobby that you have. God's placed people in your sphere of influence for you to demonstrate God's love and compassion to them.
所以无论我们有怎么样的方法，有没有门路，我们都能够来个透过我们工作啊、兴趣等等的事情，帮助别人来到认罪悔改。
God has called us to be passionate about what God is passionate about.
神呼叫我们要做事情，这是神所关心、所爱的事情，我们应该有同样的关心。
Let's pray.
要我们同心祷告。
Father, thank you for your grace, your kindness, your faithfulness, your long-suffering patience that has been extended to us. Father, we pray that you would help us to be willing to reach out to those who are different than us, as well as, Lord, to those whose behaviors and practices.May be very contradictory even to your word. God, help us to love as Christ loved. Help us, Father, to not become consumed with our own prideful heritage or whatever it be. Help us not to be consumed with our own comforts and seeking to insulate ourselves from the world. But Lord, help us to be willing.To step outside of these comfort zones that we have and reach into the lives of others with the love of Christ. I thank you for Toronto Emmanuel Chinese Baptist Church and each one here. And God, I ask that you would help us even this weekend as we approach this campout Lord, to be able to reach into the lives of those visitors who come with us and to care about them more than we even care about ourselves. Lord, to be willing to show them the love of Christ because, Lord, you first loved us. And we thank you for that. And pray, God, that you would just help each one here today to leave with a better understanding of what is important to you, your glory, your plan, and, Father, your people. Help us, Lord, to seek to be obedient to you and to make disciples of all nations. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.